Today's daf is Maseches Eiruvin, daf Mem Tes. In the midst of a sugya that started all the way back on Mem Ches Amid Aleph, discussing the case of three courtyards that opened into one another and also into the public domain, Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara brings up another case of a chatzer that opens to two alleyways. So let's call it one alleyway on the north side of the chatzer, one alleyway on the south side of that courtyard. So we learn the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel has a concept as follows. If the courtyard makes an Eruv with both alleyways, it's not effective. What's the fear? The fear is that people will go from the north alleyway via the courtyard. They're allowed to do that. They can go into the courtyard, but then they want to go into the south alleyway, but they're not allowed to do that because there's no Eruv between the alleyway in the north and the alleyway in the south, or vice versa. So that case, it's not allowed. It happens to be, that's Shmuel's opinion, it happens to be we don't follow Shmuel Halacha, we follow Reb Shimon, who had his opinion with the three courtyards that we learned in Daf Mem Ches. Therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shim Pei Vav Tes, the alleyway residents in the north may carry into the courtyard, but they're not allowed to go via that courtyard to the south alleyway unless both the north and the south alleyways made an Eruv in the middle. All very good. But now we have another principle of Shmuel that's brought to Halacha. In the case where the residents of the Chatzer did not make an Eruv with any alleyway, so they can't carry into either. But let's say they established an Eruv with one alleyway. So says the Gemara, they may carry in the other one. What's the reason? Because they aren't considered residents there. But if all the courtyard residents opening to the alleyway that this chatzar usually uses made a joint Eruv, but there was only one chatzar, there was only one courtyard that didn't participate in the Eruv, they didn't join, so we have the chatzar in the middle, so we have a problem. They didn't make an Eruv with the other alleyway. We have a problem because one group decided not to join the Eruv, and we have a rule that these people would technically ruin it for everyone else because of their lack of participation. So what do? We apply the principle of kofin al midas tom. We force them, we say to them, you could just as well use the other alleyway permissibly because you're not considered residents of that other alleyway, even without an Eruv, even though it's not their usual alleyway. And what do? We force them to do this. Why? So they don't mess over all the members of the other alleyway who did make an Eruv. A Sodom-like person would say, if I can't gain, then they shouldn't be able to gain either. So let's add one more point about this principle, which also appears in Baba Basra by the sugya of Dina de Bar Metzra, and in Baba Kama by the sugya of Zeh Nenev Zeh Chaser, so Zeh Lo Chaser. If a person benefits from somebody else's property or possessions and the owner incurs no loss, and the property or the items weren't up for rent, so the halacha is, we force the owner, don't be like the people of Sodom, kofin al midas tom. What do we say? Don't charge the person money. That person is exempt from payment. Now, it goes without saying that even minimal loss, person uses the gas, use the water, they use electricity, there's wear and tear on the item that they use, they'd have to pay for this. And even on top of this, generally, Tosos, already in Baba Basra, and then Muki Yossi says this as well, that this is all b'di'evet, which means this is after the fact. This person went ahead and lived in this person's house. The house wasn't for rent. The person wasn't going to rent it anyway. So that case, they lived there. Then after a week, the guy comes by and says, hey, what are you doing on my property? He says, well, you weren't going to rent it anyway, so I don't have to pay you, as long as we said, he doesn't cause any damage or use any of the utilities there. So we say to him, but that's only after the fact. But if it's l'chachila from the beginning, you can't just walk in. If you know that you can't just use someone's properties. And especially, says the poskim, if the owner clearly says, makes it clear they don't want their items being used, and someone goes ahead and uses them, they would have to pay in that case. Nevertheless, the point in our Gemara is to say, be a good neighbor. Don't mess everyone else over on principle, even if it's technically permitted. That's a Sodom-like behavior. Shachin Tov, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It's not just about finding the right neighbors, but it's about you yourself being a neighbor and earning that title of being a Shachin Tov.